tuned in to GNR 107. That was Live in the Moment by We Are the Good. Up next, the Morning Warfarin Update with your host, Joe Turner.
Good morning, Helldivers and citizens across our great super Earth and those at the front lines. This is Joe Turner, bringing you this week's Warfront Update. Today, we're reflecting on our recent operations and gearing up for the crucial battles ahead. It's 0400 Friday morning, April 5th, 2224. A day to renew our resolve in the fight for freedom and democracy. We'll dive into the aftermath of the recent operations, discuss a new major order, and discuss the implications with our expert panel. Plus, we'll have the latest from the tech division on some crucial equipment enhancements. And what you've all been waiting for is the interview with an Intel operative who will provide exclusive information about discoveries on Troost and what was found out about the deep space antenna and receiver. Let's kick things off with Penny, who's got a rundown of the latest developments from the front lines. Penny?
Thanks, Joe. It's been a challenging week for our forces. The mission to liberate Tibbet fell short of our goals this week, but it's not all grim. Our resolve is stronger, and our strategies are sharper. In the latest tech update from Super Earth's finest engineers, Patch 01-000, 201 brings critical fixes and continued attention to persistent issues, ensuring our Helldivers are equipped with the best tech for the fight. Here's the briefing on what's new and what's still on the radar for our tech teams. A crucial fix has been implemented for a common crash occurring within the acquisitions menu. This update should provide a smoother and more stable experience when accessing your gear and upgrades, reinforcing our commitment to operational efficiency and soldier safety. Our teams are still addressing a peculiar issue where game stability is compromised when interacting with snowballs or returning grenades. Exercise caution in these interactions. On the social front, several cross-platform friend invite issues persist. These include invisible friend requests in the Friend Requests tab and challenges with modifying your comrades list, especially concerning those added via friend code. Weaponry diagnostics are under review, as current explosive weapon stats do not fully account for area effect damage. Remember, direct hits are only part of the equation. An unusual but notable condition has been identified where Helldivers do not sustain expected injuries from explosions unless colliding with a rock. This anomaly is under investigation. Automated defenses during Planet Defend missions are showing a 100% liberation success rate, an inconsistency that is being examined for accuracy. There's a reported risk of a Helldiver entering a malfunctioning state when submerged in deep water with a vitality booster. Caution is advised near aquatic environments. Concerns have been raised about the stratagem beam behaving erratically and attaching to enemies instead of its intended target location. This issue is currently under tactical review. Lastly, some Helldivers have reported resets in their personal customizations, including title or body type, after a game restart. The Ministry of Logistics is looking into this to ensure your identity and preferences remain intact. Our engineering teams are working diligently to address these issues and enhance your combat readiness. The Ministry of Logistics appreciates your patience and valor as we fine-tune our systems. Remember, every update is a step towards ensuring our dominance against the enemies of Super Earth. Stay informed, stay prepared, and above all, stay resilient for Super Earth. Now back to you, Joe.
Tough times indeed, Penny. Now let's shift to our major order discussion panel. We have experts here to analyze our next steps in the ongoing battle against the automatons. The SECD received a new major order midweek. Secure Malevolon Creek, Ubania, and Dropner. Panelists, what does this mean for our strategy?
Joe, it's clear the automatons are desperate. Securing these planets is vital for maintaining the momentum of Operation Swift Disassembly.
Absolutely. Each planet plays a key role in our logistics and strategy against the automaton counteroffensive. We need every Helldiver to be on their A-game.
The new dispatch from SE Command, new major order. Operation Swift Disassembly, Phase 4, Final, Annihilation. All Helldivers are ordered to make an all-out push to completely destroy the Automaton Legion. Despite the enemy's losses, Automaton messages still include references to the Reclamation. They must be annihilated before this plan can be carried out. What does the panel think about this new order?
Countless Helldivers gave their lives to acquire this opportunity. Do not let their sacrifices be in vain. protect our way of life, destroy the automatons at any cost.
We are stronger than ever. Our bravest hold so much freedom in their hearts. It's just a matter of time before this war comes to a close.
Thanks to our panel for those insights. Now, on to some crucial technical updates that could change the tide of battle. Our engineers have been hard at work, getting the hardware in some super destroyers referred to as PS. 5, within the save settings to communicate to exosuit enhancements and Hellpod steering improvements. These hardware fixes have ensured our gear is as ready as our spirits. Before we continue, here's a word from our supporters.
Bound by honor, forged in liberty. Eternal liberty calls to the elite. Are you ready to stand as the bulwark against chaos, to join the ranks of the brave, bound by honor? As Helldivers, we are unyielding in the face of battle, unwavering guardians of Super Earth. We do not falter. We are the force of liberty forged in fire. Enlist with eternal liberty. Embrace your destiny. Secure the stars. For freedom, for honor, for eternity.
We're back. Let's discuss the warfront, focusing on the strategic importance of Malevolon, Creek, Eubania, and Draupnir, and how recent tech fixes affect our tactics.
With the new Major Order in place, the control of these planets is more critical than ever. From troop movements to supply lines, everything needs to be precise and efficient.
With the success of this Major Order, Super Earth must push forward and remove these vile automatons from the galaxy.
Well put. Thanks for sharing what we all knew in our hearts.
We now turn to the interview. GNR 107 is happy to introduce Alex Van Camp, an intelligence officer with the Ministry of Truth. Here is Joe Turner in this exclusive interview that was pre-recorded earlier this week.
Thank you, Penny. Today we're delving deep into the mechanics of our adversaries, the automatons. These are emotionless robots devoid of human understanding, programmed for destruction, and limited to binary decisions. They don't negotiate, they don't empathize, they're here for one purpose, to eradicate humanity. With us is Alex Van Camp, a seasoned intelligence officer with the Ministry of Truth, who's been on the front lines of intel gathering against these mechanical menaces. Alex, with over a decade of experience, you've seen the evolution of our enemy. What can you tell us about the automatons?
Thank you, Joe. You're spot on with your description. The automatons are relentless machines. Imagine some of them armed with chainsaws instead of hands. No hint of diplomacy, just pure destruction. Their design is a testament to their sole mission, our annihilation.
Frightening stuff. Now, Alex, you've come across some intriguing intelligence recently. Without compromising security, what can you share with us today?
While I must tread carefully here, I can reveal that we've intercepted communications hinting at the automatons interacting with an external entity, referred to as the Squids. We're still piecing together what this means, but it suggests a potential collaboration beyond our galaxy.
Intriguing. Could this external force be the Illuminate?
It's a possibility we cannot entirely dismiss, Joe. However, their re-engagement would be surprising considering the Illuminate's previous defeat in our galaxy and the treaty they signed over 100 years ago.
That's reassuring to hear. And what about these new blueprints you've uncovered?
Rest assured, the Ministry of Truth remains vigilant, ready for any scenario. Indeed, we've stumbled upon plans for new automaton models, including aerial units and more robust variants. The most concerning is a schematic for a canine-like robot capable of high-speed sprints. But fear not, our Ministry of Defense is already devising countermeasures to equip our Helldivers against these threats.
While the thought is unsettling, I have no doubt that the spirit of liberty coursing through our Helldivers will prevail against such abominations.
Absolutely, Joe. Our Helldivers embody the essence of freedom, a force no machine can extinguish. While there's more intel under wraps, the Ministry's discretion ensures we maintain the strategic upper hand.
Indeed, secrecy is a tool of our triumph. Alex, thank you for shedding light on these critical developments. To our listeners, remember that our strength lies in unity and the pursuit of truth for Super Earth.
This has been an exclusive insight with Alex Van Camp, brought to you by GNR 107. Stay tuned, stay informed, and above all, stay vigilant. For liberty, for humanity, for Super Earth. Now, back to Penny.
As we turn our attention to the bug front, significant changes have unfolded since General Clark's reassignment and the appointment of General Zhakov. Under this new leadership, a strategic plan of population control has been implemented, aiming to recapture the bugs and utilize them in our war effort, a critical move to fuel our ongoing battle for freedom. Currently, our Valiant forces are holding the lines on Crimsica, 40 Prime, and Hellmire. While the bulk of these defense operations are managed by our main army, the expertise of our Helldivers is indispensable, called upon to tip the scales in crucial moments and achieve major objectives.
Introducing Eagle Sweat, the essence of freedom, captured in every bottle, the cologne that commands respect and exudes the spirit of democracy. Unleash the potent vigor of liberty. Eagle Sweat is distilled with the very essence of patriotism, each drop a testament to the iron grips of democracy. Infused with the bold aroma of valor and the resilient scent of victory, Eagle Sweat invigorates the soul and emboldens the spirit. It's not just a fragrance, it's an armor of scent, enveloping you in the undying fervor of the free. Eagle Sweat, for the true patriot whose resolve is as unwavering as the mountains and as limitless as the skies. Answer the call for greatness. Wear the mark of the majestic. Eagle Sweat. Forge your legacy.
Now transitioning to the Automaton front, a wave of optimism has swept through our ranks. At 12:01 Tuesday, Super Standard Earth Time, Malevolon Creek was liberated, marking a significant turnaround from the earlier defeat in the campaign. This victory not only signifies the liberation of Malevolon Creek, but also reignites our resolve after the challenges we faced. The momentum didn't stop there. Later that same evening, Eubania was also liberated. This back-to-back success demonstrates the tenacity and spirit of our forces, showcasing that despite the ups and downs, the Helldiver spirit prevails, pushing us towards victory after victory. This brings us to this morning with three more planets to go and the biggest push being made on Maya. We shall crush the automatons and complete the Major Order. This truly looks like a glorious day for Helldivers and Super Earth. It is clear that this week has been a roller coaster of emotions, with major upsets and significant victories. Yet, through it all, one thing remains constant: the determined spirit of our Helldivers, who continue to fight valiantly for Super Earth and the values we hold dear. Thank you for tuning in to GNR 107. Remember, whether on the front lines or behind the scenes, we're all part of the fight for freedom. Stay safe, stay informed, and keep the Helldiver spirit alive. Until next time, this is Penny, signing off with a salute to all our brave Helldivers. For Super Earth, for democracy, for victory.
That was Warfront Updates with Joe Turner. Up next, music and messages from the heart of Super Earth. Stay tuned to GNR 107.
This program was brought to you by the unified efforts of broadcasters and defenders of Super Earth, including voice actors Kyle, Ashley, Mr. 1-6, and Grant. Written and produced by Grant. I want to thank you for your dedication to listen to this broadcast. Check the description below for Discord channels that are actively being promoted on the podcast. And if you want your Helldivers organization to be featured in an episode, an email is included, which is helldiversradio@gmail.com. What are you still doing here? The field of battle and glorious combat awaits you.